South Korea's parliament, the National Assembly, has 300 seats. The ruling party of former President Park Geun-hye holds 128. The main opposition party has 121. Three smaller parties divide the rest. The ruling party leans to the right. The main opposition leans to the left. So far, three candidates top the polls for the next presidential election. Moon Jae-in narrowly lost the presidential election to Park in 2012, and now he leads in all the polls. Another contender from the same opposition party, An Hee-jung, is now governor of a western province with the fastest-growing economy in the country. These two will likely face each other next month in a primary election, while acting president Hwang Kyo-ahn will probably represent Park's party in a general election in May. South Korea's economy will be a challenge for any candidate. Growth has slowed from an annualized pace of more than 3% about a year ago to a little more than 2% in the latest quarter. Household debt is at a record high. Unemployment among young people is close to 10%. One bright spot, Moody's says the political turmoil is actually a potential positive for South Korea's sovereign credit rating, writing that the election of a new president could provide fresh impetus for economic reform. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.